you can get it over here because we're looking at getting it emptied soonish. We'll probably bury Shelby next week. The cat that's been chilling down there for 3 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm like, what cat is that?
The cat we had for like 2 months and then died.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's like we're finally burying Benny.
Oh my God.
From last winter.
That's not that long. Where are you burying him?
Just in the backyard where we buried everybody else. I kind of want him like in the yard part of it though, so that I can plant like bushes or something over the top of it. And have like more of a memorial.
I think it's just 2 hours. I didn't like write down.
Oh. So tonight after this, I'm going to go to Steinhaus.
Ooh, I've never eaten there.
It's good. They have a limited menu.
Well, that's fine.
So they have like maybe 4 or 5 different meal options and that's it. But it's German food and they do like a breaded pork chop.
Steinhaus is a German restaurant? That's so weird.
Fuck off. They do like a breaded pork chop thing. And then I don't even know, like little noodle things on the side. And then cabbage, like pickled cabbage.
That sounds good.
It's really good. But I went there with Rachel once before because Greg wasn't really interested in it, but she wanted to go there. And now we've been like trying all summer long to like go on another lady date.
That's important. To do that.
Yeah, she has a bunch of crap going on in her life, but obviously I'm not gonna get into it on here, but
God no, no.
Yeah. I think that's like, I don't know. Oh, I finished Dahmer finally.
Oh my God. What are your thoughts? I mean, you obviously thought it was really good.
I thought it was good. I do see how, like, victims' families yes. and stuff would be weird about it.
Yes.
However, I think it's just because it's, like, big. Because I feel like there's been tons of, like, Dahmer documentaries and, like, shit.
So many.
So many podcasts cover him.
Yeah. And do you think that, like, did the victims' families of Ted Bundy, like, go after... I feel like more shit has been said about Ted Bundy than Dahmer.
True. I don't know. Because...
maybe it was just like the gross police negligence that people got pissed off about.
I mean, and that's why it was pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Maybe it is just like with the police and kind of like that, like more political.
Well, the city of Milwaukee was sued by like all of the families.
So maybe like that's what's
making
it more of a thing than... because I don't know with other serial killers, like what has happened with their families
or like the victims' families. Because like Kemper, BTK, like all of these serial killers, I mean, there have been tons of books written about them, written about the victims, like, all of
Kemper
these things.
Kemper, too, so when Dahmer went in, he was making 25 cents an hour working in prison, and that money went to the families.
Yeah.
Kemper has, like, done tons of audiobooks from prison.
Children's books.
Children's books, too?
I want to say he did a couple children's books.
I don't know, maybe. Okay. I do know, though, that, like, he's must be making some sort of money. Is that going to the victims' families?
I don't know. It would be something to look into. Yeah. Welcome to Slasher True Crime Podcast, everybody.
another thing is that... I'm almost done with Bridgerton. Tonight I'm going out, and it's the bartender who got me into doing my nails.
Yeah.
It's her last shift. She's moving down south somewhere. I want to say North Carolina.
Okay.
But it's her last night, and, like, Greg's working, so I have, like, you know, the house is clean. I could go out and, like, celebrate her last night working.
Mm-hmm.
But all I really want to do is finish watching Bridgerton.
Oh. You can do that tomorrow. It'll be a Sunday.
I can't do that tomorrow.
Why?
Because I work and I'll be Walking Dead. And then I mean, I guess I could do it, like, I'll have to look at my schedule. When can I finish watching Bridgerton?
we still have to watch the last episode of She-Hulk.
Is that good? Or are you watching it just because?
Somebody is ringing, Michael.
That was really weird. I just expected a normal doorbell. Mm-hmm. And not a... Is She-Hulk good?
She-Hulk is good.
Did a package come?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm like...
Oh, free stuff.
Dropping Eves. Free stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's the free stuff on the street.
For those of you listening, we are moving and we're just putting free stuff out on the curb.
Yeah.
So people are asking if the shit is free.
Is the rack free?
Everything is.
Well, no, because like sometimes... Like, people will put a table out and be like, free shit, and then a sign, like...
Is he? Yeah, take all of it. Oh, good.
What's he...
Absolutely. Why? Take all of it. He said he's going to keep an eye on the front yard if people
more out. Hell yeah, man! What? Did you have anything out there that you had...
We had a couple, like...
A couple racks, a putter.
Yeah.
A volleyball court.
And some... A couple of dishes?
A couple dishes.
Yeah. Whatever. People,
the
like...
coat and a bunch of ball gloves earlier, and... Someone came and got those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
But,
I guess, you know my fruit bowl on top of my microwave? I don't know if you ever noticed it, but it's like the plastic that was before plastic.
Oh, yeah.
Like the, it's bake.
The Red 5. No, I don't know. It's I can't baked remember.
Something, but it's a bowl and it's like dark red and it's got little nubby feet on it. So it's like this big oval bowl. And that was for free across the street. And I drove past and it was like free stuff in this box. And I saw that sitting on top and I'm like, well, I mean, it's free stuff.
No, yeah. We've been putting stuff out pretty steadily like every weekend since we found out that we were moving.
Yeah.
And people are just like taking a ton of stuff.
There were some chairs down the street for me and I kind of wish I would have grabbed them. I don't know where I would have put them in my house, but they were probably like mid-80s, maybe a little earlier than that. And they were pinstripe, but like earth tone pinstripe.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they were like the cushiony, like swivel rockers.
Okay.
And there's two. And I'm like, these are real cute. But I mean, my house is already so full of shit.
That's,
I guess I could have put them in the living room.
The more shit that we put into storage, because we have that like 3 or 4 week overlap of.
Yeah.
Not having a home. I kind of like not having a ton of shit.
It is nice.
Like my bedroom or like our bedroom doesn't have like a lot of stuff. It's just like the clothes that I'm wearing for the next like 2 weeks maybe. And then it made me realize how much shit we have.
So you know how big my closet is, right? It's about the size of your one of your closets upstairs. I cleaned out an entire tall laundry basket, jam-packed full of clothes, pulled that out of there. So now I can, like, actually slide the clothes on the rod and, like, actually see where everything is. Well, Emma comes over, and I'm like, you should go through this bin and see if you want anything. And she took, not even kidding, I have, like, one Walmart bag of stuff left.
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
Cool. Take all of my clothes.
Take all you want. But, like, it was surprising.
Yeah.
And there's like old nickel t-shirts and just like random. And she's like, oh, this is cool. This is cute. And I'm like,
go for it, lady. All right.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
I feel like we're doing stuff.
Are we, though?
I think so. Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to London in the 1800s in Bram Stoker's Dracula. This came out in 1992. It's a couple hours long. You can find it on Apple TV for $3.99, Amazon Prime for $2.99, or you can just borrow it from your sister like I had to do. It's directed by Francis Ford Coppola. It's written by Bram Stoker, who did the novel, and James V.
Back in like
Hart.
1897.
Yeah.
So it's an oldie.
Yes. James V. Hart, I think. Did the screenplay. This stars... what?
James V. Hart also did August Rush and Hook.
I think I wrote... Wait.
Wrote the screenplays for both of those.
I think I wrote that down.
Have you seen August Rush?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I love that movie.
I am a big Carrie Russell fan. So
okay.
She's wonderful. Dracula stars Winona Ryder as Mina, Stranger Things, Beetlejuice, and Heathers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stranger Things. Man, she had a comeback.
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure.
Keanu Reeves as Jonathan, Mina's boyfriend, fiance, whatever. He hasn't been in much. Gary Oldman, no. Keanu Reeves has been in The Matrix, Constantine, The Lake House.
Always with The Lake House.
It's so good, though. Mm-hmm. Time traveling mailbox connects two lonely hearts. It's great. Anyway, Gary Oldman plays Count Dracula. He was in Harry Potter, The Fifth Element, The Dark Knight, and many, many other films.
Yes, he's a very talented actor.
Anthony Hopkins, another one with Anthony Hopkins.
I've never heard of him before.
Mm-mm. He plays Van Helsing, or Dr. Van Helsing. The Right, Silence of the Lambs, The Edge, and a dozen others. Carrie, and I always screw up his last name.
Elwes.
He was in Twister, Princess Bride, and the original Saw movie. He plays Arthur. Dr. Seward, I scribbled it kind of weird.
Okay.
Is played by Richard E. Grant. He was in Game of Thrones, Loki, Downton Abbey, and Corpse Bride.
Yes.
And Sadie Frost plays Lucy, who is beautiful.
Agreed.
I love her outfits in this. I mean, I love any period costumes.
I like, especially like her sexy red
her little sexy
pajamas.
Red thing. That is definitely not 1800s, but no. It's fine. She was in Sky Captain and The World of Tomorrow and a few episodes of Absolutely Fabulous.
Okay.
Renfield is played by Tom Waits, and he was in Mystery Men and Domino. And then the brides are Monica Bellucci, Michaela Bercy, I think I'm butchering these names, Florina Kendrick, and they're all models of some sort, or at least had brief model yes. careers.
They're all beautiful.
They're all freaking beautiful. I would...
They would yeah. also be your brides?
They would also be my brides. Yes. Okay.
All right. This one... A lot of awards.
I can imagine. Yeah.
It won 3 Oscars for costume design, effects, sound effects, not visual, makeup. For makeup, it beat Batman Returns.
Batman Returns is good, too. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah. And let's see. Saturn Awards, a ton of them. It cleaned up best horror film, actor, director, writing, costumes. Fangoria won Best Actor, Gary Oldman, Supporting Actor, Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
The costume design, the woman that did the costume design who won the Saturn Award for it,
mm-hmm.
she also did the costumes for The Cell.
Ooh, which makes sense because Dracula's war armor is, it might as well have come from The Cell or vice versa. Sorry.
Yeah, I can't remember which came out first.
This came out first.
This came out first. Mm-hmm. Dracula's armor was one, as before he was a vampire.
Yes.
And then Dracula's robes afterwards.
Oh,
were
yeah.
very yes. cell-like.
Yeah.
She was supposed to do, I think, the woman, I'm going to mispronounce her name, Eiko Ishioka? Sure. I'm probably wrong. She was supposed to just do like art and design.
Mm-hmm.
And then they saw her like costume sketches. And they're like, nope, you're doing the costumes too.
I love it. The only costume that I had a problem with was Lucy's burial outfit.
It was pretty terrible.
It was pretty terrible.
I didn't like it either.
Wasn't a fan. But everything else is great. I love following cosplayers that cosplay characters
yeah.
from this. Because it's just remarkable. The green outfit that Mina wears when she meets the Count the first time.
It makes
with like,
her look so petite
yes.
and frail and just this tiny, tiny mm-hmm. little thing.
Yeah.
I mean, she was young when this came out.
Yes.
I mean, she still is a tiny thing, but she was also still had the like teenager tininess mm-hmm. to her. Yeah.
Let's talk about Keanu Reeves' accent in this.
Once you said what you're going to say, and like, okay, so we try not to talk about the films at all. And Mike will scold us when we do because we want to keep like everything fresh.
Could you not get around it?
And I could not get around it. And I started cracking up in like the first 2 seconds of hearing him talk. And Greg's like, what is your problem? I'm like, I'm not even going to tell you because I'll fucking wreck it for you.
So last night when I was watching this, I messaged Aaron and I said something to the effect of Keanu Reeves. Oh gosh, what did I tell you?
You told me that he sounded like someone playing D&D and pretending to have a British character. His accent, no bueno.
Even Winona Ryder's is okay.
It's good. Good-ish.
But, I mean, it's known in this film that his accent's terrible. Like, it's so the one the thing. I'm not the first person
to point it out
to say something like that, but yeah.
All right. In the beginning of the film, it's 1462. They talk about, like, the fall of Constantinople. It just goes through, like, a narrator's going through everything.
Yeah.
There's a Romanian knight who belongs to the Order of the Dragon. He says goodbye to his beautiful bride, who looks exactly like...
Weirdly
like...
I do want to say I love this dress most of all. The green with, like, the gold leaves and stuff on it.
It's pretty cool. The costumes are beautiful.
Yeah.
Costume designers definitely...
Yeah.
Yeah, should have won something for this. He says goodbye to his beautiful bride, who, oddly enough, looks exactly like future Mina.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to battle, kills fucking everybody.
All of these people.
In the name of the church,
as you as you do in the 1400s.
Yes. So, kills all these people in the name of the church. Fake news is delivered to his bride. Elisabetta,
mm-hmm.
is that her name?
Yeah.
Fake news is delivered to her about his death. What does she do? Throws herself into the fucking river.
I feel like there are other ways to deal with grief, but...
Well, you have to think, like, it's not just, like, something bad happened, you know? Like, your country's at fucking war. Like, all this drama is already going on. I mean, she is, like, married to this, like, knight who's wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
But when he dies, like, what happens
then? That's true. Yeah.
Now she's in charge of this whole, like,
mm.
yeah, this whole giant castle.
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, as she's, like, in the church,
what's... Because they bring her back.
Yeah.
They bring her up from the
Dracula
river.
Dracula comes home from war, finds out his bride had passed away, suicide. Well, when he's at the church, they make the horrible mistake, which, I mean, churches still believe this.
They do.
Suicide, not getting into heaven. Because he says something like, we'll meet again.
We'll meet again in heaven. Yeah.
We'll be together, like... This is terrible.
And then the priest is just like, no, you won't.
No.
Hard pass.
Yeah. Don't make those kind of promises.
Oh, man.
Needless to say, it doesn't go well.
He renounces God.
Yeah.
And the priests are like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Like, freak out, renounces God. He's like, I did all this shit. And like, she can't go to heaven.
Yeah.
I've killed a billion people, and I can go to heaven, but...
Yeah.
You know. So he stabs this, like, big giant cross, and, like, blood pours out of it, and then he drinks it. He's condemned to hell.
He is condemned.
Then jumps into the future. It is May of 1897. Mm-hmm. It starts out with you see a man in an asylum, Renfield. You don't know what's happening with that.
Nope.
Well, he had worked for a law office, and the law office was doing dealings with Count Dracula in Transylvania.
Yes.
Well, he comes back completely cuckoo bananas, locked up in a cell. He's eating bugs. He's rambling. He's waiting for his master to come back. So then they send Jonathan Harker to Transylvania to wrap up the business.
Yes.
Takes what? About a week to get there?
Yeah.
Is what they've said? Yeah. Week to get there. He's just going to be there a few days. Come right back.
Mm-hmm.
He has to tell Mina, his fiance, that they're just going to wait to get married then.
Yeah.
They just put it off. She's upset, but she knows whatever. I would like to point out that this would not have ever happened in Bridgerton. They are alone in the garden and there's no chaperone and they're like holding hands. I think they kiss.
They kiss. Yeah.
Hello. Big no-no.
Oh.
What? You need to watch Bridgerton. That's really good. Wouldn't have happened there.
Yeah.
So he figures a couple weeks of travel. No big deal. Well, then you see him on the train. He's writing in his journal. I've never read the original book.
This makes me really want to, though.
Oh, I mean, I am going to.
I have a long list of books to read, but...
I was thinking about... buying it on Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
And then just listening to it.
Yeah. Because I really like reading books and watching the movie and then kind of like comparing the two.
Me too.
Yeah.
I usually like to read the books first. Yes. Though. But I guess a lot of the book is just the like compiled journal entries. Mina keeps a journal. Renfield's doctor keeps a journal. Jonathan keeps one.
That would be interesting. So it's a lot
of, like, compiled letters back and forth. Okay. And, like, that kind of thing.
That's cool.
I'll have to ask Leanne, because she read it, and then I loaned it to her when she was done reading it. I want to say, like, last year.
Okay.
Anyway. So he gets dropped off. It's end of the line. No one will go further than that. So Dracula's men have to come. Did you notice anything weird about the guy that picked him up?
I just thought the entire encounter was very strange. It's very, like, doomsday.
So he's, like, standing in the dark, like, waiting for... He's at, like, a checkpoint, waiting for the next carriage, Dracula's people, to come and get him. You hear, like, wolves howling and barking, and then the horses show up.
Yes.
And he immediately gets, like, tossed in. And I swear to God, it's one of the Nazgul.
That's... yes! Oh, my gosh. He's one of the nine kings.
Yes. One of the nine kings works for Dracula, which might have something... There might have been, like, a ring in that whole story, too.
Who knows? Yeah.
But he's got super long armored fingers and he's got a full mask on and he's in all black and he's like,
The Nazgul.
Oh, completely. Now.
It's getting into Hobbit season for me.
Oh, wintertime?
Wintertime is.
Like soups and breads and.
Soups and breads and then.
Staying warm in your cozy hobbit hole.
Yeah, and then I do a big rewatch of The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
In the winter.
That's kind of like how everyone is like that with Harry Potter's too.
Yeah.
Like Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings is like a wintertime
movie. Well, because they always came out around Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well. They pass through, like, weird blue fire crossing the bridge. It's all very, like, supernatural.
It's very 90s. Spooky. It's very 90s supernatural.
Well, yeah. They intentionally didn't do a lot of effects, and I'm glad that they didn't. Because that would have just, like, cheesed it up.
Yeah.
You can tell the effects are older, the few that they do, but it's not, like, terrible. He sits down. Jonathan's there, meets with Dracula. He's fucking weird. The Simpsons actually do a parody of it.
Yeah. It's not a bad one either, now that I'm thinking of it.
No, because it's Mr. Burns as Dracula.
The Treehouse of Horrors.
Mm-hmm. Dracula happens to see Mina's picture that Jonathan has with him.
My heart just hurts for him. I know he's weird, and I know he's a vampire and all sorts of things.
We'll get into that.
Okay.
I feel like it's very, like, Goblin King for me.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I mean, would it have been that terrible if she just, like, bounced off Jonathan and went to Prince?
No! I have traveled oceans of time.
I know! And I'm like, oh. It's so romantic.
Okay.
I mean, I'm happy if Greg, like, picks up pizza. It's like, you smell good today. Oh, that's...
Thank you so much. Can you imagine if Greg, like, looked at you? I've traveled oceans of time to find you.
I'd be like, oh, I mean, it's just Walmart.
Let's pick up some pizza and go home.
You don't have to be so dramatic, okay? I was looking at makeup and you were in produce.
That's the best.
Well, all right. Dracula convinces him to stay there for a month. And he's basically like, doesn't give him an option to say no. He's
no,
like,
not
write
at all.
Letters to your family and tell them you're staying with me.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay.
Yeah, he doesn't really have a choice. He's a prisoner.
Yeah. It doesn't really start out like that, but it like gets like that real fast.
Yeah. Now, did Dracula, as soon as he saw Mina's picture, like, know that he wanted to keep Jonathan for a month? Like,
fuck yeah, he hatched that plan in 2 seconds.
What happens after the month?
Well, he just doesn't come home.
Poor Jonathan.
Like, the brides pretty much were taken over.
Oh.
I mean, really, though. Like,
yeah, that's true.
And then Mina will just be like, he didn't come back. He hasn't written. I don't know what's happening. Then Dracula would probably, like, forge a letter and be like, peace out. I have three brides. I mean, something would happen.
Yeah.
Or he'd die and they just send his body back.
Yeah.
Like.
Okay.
So Mina is staying with her rich friend, Lucy, in the meantime.
Fucking love Lucy.
I do too. Now, today, once we get a little more into, like, Lucy's story, I read this big, long thing. I, like, fell...
Ooh.
I fell down the rabbit hole of the internet today. Mm-hmm. So, Lucy is a free, very free spirit.
Yep.
Where you have Mina, who's a school headmaster, or, like, a...
Yeah, headmistress.
Headmistress. She's learning how to type, you know, so that maybe she can work in, like, Jonathan's office once they get married.
Yeah.
She is kind of, like, not the stereotype of, like, a Victorian woman.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, you know, she's got a career.
Yes.
Even as a teacher. I mean, not, you know, at the time as a teacher. And then she's learning new skills.
Mm-hmm.
But she's still, like, very devoted to Jonathan
yes.
through this whole thing. On the other hand, you have Lucy.
Essentially me in college.
Yes. She sits down with one guy. Oh, I love you so much. You're the best. They're hugging. She's, like, smooching all over him. And then the next guy comes in and she's like, oh, wow, the American. Look at that giant knife he carries around with
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
And she's
wow.
like, and then she's like, oh, the doctor. And, like, just, like, flutters around the room. And all these guys are just, like, throwing themselves at her.
She can do that because she's beautiful and rich.
Yeah.
In so 1897.
Mm. So she can just, like, pick and choose. Well, this is, like, the controversy with it. The controversy was that that was, like, not how a Victorian woman behaved.
I
at
mean,
all.
Yeah.
There was, like, no, like, aggressiveness. And at one point, I don't know if she says it in the movie, but she says it in the book for sure, because that's, like, the... what I was reading mm-hmm. about, was why should I have to pick one husband? Why can't I have three? And that was
how progressive.
And that was like, no, 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 no. And then, I mean, we'll get into it in a minute, but once she turns, then she's like super sexually aggressive and like dominant. And that was like, nope.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Where as Lucy progresses, even when she meets Dracula and they kind of have a thing, she's still like, no, Jonathan. No, yeah. I love Jonathan. Mm-hmm. I like, she's more of like the pure Victorian version. And even then, they called it like the new woman of the time where, okay, you're Victorian, but you're not going to be super submissive. You might get a job and you might wait a little bit to have kids and you might like to read and write and like voice your opinions and like show that you have some kind of like sexual desire to you as opposed to just like keeping wrapped up and being really conservative.
Yeah.
So like that was like the storyline. Ah. And there's actually a book that was written on that. And I just read like a chapter of it because then, you know, you'd have to buy the rest of it.
Right.
And it was about how Lucy was technically like the evil one because she was like so outlandish.
Yeah.
Where Lucy was the evil one and Mina was like the pure one.
I love it when people like take the time to really analyze.
Well, it's a classic.
Characters. Yeah.
So like dozens of books have been written about this book.
And the characters of this book and Okay.
But basically like Lucy had to go because she was a little extreme for the time.
Yes.
But yeah, because she mentions like, why do I just want one husband? I could have three.
I mean,
yeah.
Preach, girl.
So she obviously loves the attention. No 100% marriage proposals yet, though. Nothing that she's like really taking into consideration.
Yeah. She has beautiful red curly hair.
Yes, which was actually brown, and she dyed it red for the movie.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Because she thought that her and Winona Ryder would look too similar.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with that. And she's wearing this beautiful, like, teal gown that's almost the color of my water bottle. And it's just, she looks like the Little Mermaid.
She does. She's beautiful. So then Dracula, a little bit goes on with Renfield, too. His doctor, who's actually after Lucy.
Is one of the suitors.
Yeah. He describes him as having, like, a mental breakdown when he was in Transylvania. Mm-hmm. Just, like, just throw that in. Like, obviously something happened to him. And that he's got, like, this weird bloodlust. He ends up attacking the doctor. And then he gets on this weird thing about immortality. Okay. Dracula asks Jonathan for the letters. This was when he was shaving and he cuts himself and Dracula gets a little weird about that.
It's just weird.
Warns him of the dangers of exploring the castle at night.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's like, don't go in the west wing. So what do? You grab a candle and you peace out to the west wing.
Immediately.
Hey, Belle.
Don't go down that dark hallway. Whatever you do, don't go over there. And then he does it. And then there's, like, wolves howling, and you see, like, Jonathan get noticeably upset about, like, the wolves and how scary it is there. And Dracula's like, well, they're, like, the creatures of the night. They're, like, singing. And Jonathan is like, seriously, what the fuck?
You are insane. Yeah.
Yeah. The children of the night. Harker then admits in his journal that he's a prisoner. And then what's he do? Goes exploring. That is where he meets Dracula's brides. They basically, like, siren call him down, like, hallways and, you know, into a bedroom that's all, like, at first all dusty and gross. And then they're like, lay down on the bed. So he lays down and then they magically, like, rise out of the beautiful sheets and blankets.
How much sex there was in this. Like, when I was watching it and when I finished it, I was like, whoa. Because there are a lot of sexy time scenes.
I knew, like, the bride was one.
I forgot about the wolf
situation.
Situation.
Yeah, I actually forgot about that, too. But anyway, they seduce him.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like biting him all up. And it is kind of, it's a little cheesy.
It's a little cheesy, yes.
But they're like biting him. Well, then Dracula shows up and like boots them all out.
Yeah.
And feeds them a baby.
A baby. Where did they get this baby?
I don't. From the village? Stole it they from stole somewhere.
It. I don't understand.
I don't know either. He shows up with a baby. He also says...
Well, because the brides are just like, well, what are we supposed to eat then?
Yeah.
And then he's just like, here, have this baby.
Well, he also says something like along the lines of like, you can have him later, but he's mine right now.
Yeah.
Now there's also like gay controversy.
Yeah.
Controversy with the author. Because him and I want to say it was Walt Whitman had had some like correspondence that was a little.
Well, and here's the thing too. There's you always see like these memes on Facebook and stuff that's just like, oh, these two women were in bed together. And it's like old timey like artwork. It's like no one knows what they were doing. Get the fuck out of here.
She's been my roommate for 35 years. Yes, we share a tiny one bedroom because we can't afford anything else. It's
okay.
Like, oh, fuck right off.
We have no idea why. Weird.
Yeah.
Gay people have been around just forever.
Yeah. But so at the time, yeah, there was supposed to be maybe some like.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Because, yeah, the author, and he had started writing right after, I just read this afternoon, right after another writer had went to prison for being homosexual.
Ugh.
Yeah. So then him and, I want to say Walt Whitman, had some kind of steamy letters back and forth to each other that were a little bit more
intense. Bram Stoker and a famous writer who we don't know 100%. But it would be super interesting if it was Walt Whitman.
I want to say Walt Whitman. So there was, like, I guess in the book, like, there's an undertone there where... Anyway, he wants him. For the night. Not, you know. Okay, so Jonathan... let's see. He sees Dracula's employees loading up all this dirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he comments on it, or kind of like narrates it, where he sees all of like the gypsy workers or whatever, loading up a ton of boxes full of his native dirt.
Yes.
Which I guess is a thing, and I didn't know it was a thing with vampires until I started watching What We Do in the Shadows.
So that they have to sleep in their own dirt?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or they have to take, like, in What We Do in the Shadows, like, I know it's a comedy show, but they have to take, like, a little satchel of their dirt and put under whatever bed they sleep in.
I mean, that would make more sense. But I think this Dracula has to be, like, submerged in the dirt to, like, heal.
Okay.
And, like, whatever. Yeah, so all this dirt gets loaded onto a cargo ship. Lucy in this time gets engaged to
Arthur,
Cary Elwes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She gets engaged. The crew on the boat starts disappearing.
I need some clarification on this too, because it appears that there's a werewolf on the ship. Now, is Dracula a werewolf and vampire?
Dracula, from just this film, at one point he turns into like a bat type creature.
Yes.
He turns into a giant pile of rats.
Yes.
I think he's got like a shape shifting ability.
Okay.
To be like a night creature.
The evil creatures.
Yeah. So I think he can just straight up turn into like a wolf.
Okay.
I mean,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So he's got like more powers than like the typical vampire stuff
that
we watch.
He's the oldest vampire.
Well, he's the original.
He's the original.
And
okay.
It sounds like he's the only one left. Okay. I think is what he says.
Like the only one of the originals left.
Yes.
Okay.
The doctor, when he's watching over Renfield at this point, reminds me a little bit of Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
When he's like giving himself morphine.
Yeah.
During the storm, okay, so the boat carrying the dirt, it's like choppy seas, crew's disappearing. Lucy's lured out into the storm, her nightgown on fire. She manages to get ravaged, yes, by kind of Wolfman.
It's like, yeah, it's like
a Wolfman.
The standing on two legs werewolf.
Yes. So they hook up.
And it's
pretty graphic.
I mean, it's there.
Yeah. Mina goes wandering out into the garden to look for
her. In her beautiful nightgown.
In her beautiful nightgown. Which, I don't know if you noticed, it's very sheer.
Very sheer.
And when she was running down the stairs, I started laughing. I'm like, that is like...
Yeah.
It's a lot of bounce going on.
Yes. Yeah.
But I'm like, really? Winona Ryder?
Just... running down the stairs in sheer nightgowns.
Well, she, like, catches everything in the act, and it's, like, horrified.
Yeah.
Well, Dracula turns and looks at her and just flat out says, like, do not see me. And then he's gone.
Yeah.
And then she's there. She forgets because she's there with Lily. Lucy. And... she's like, oh, you were sleepwalking again. And Lucy's like, no, this happened and there was red eyes and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, you're like, she doesn't remember it.
You were just sleepwalking, honey. You're hysteric.
Mm-hmm. Then you see Gary Oldman as like.
As Gary Oldman.
As
in 1992.
The modern day Dracula then, you know, like
as
at the
Prince
time.
Prince Vlad.
Yeah. So he's a prince now and he's looking real good. Just strolling around.
Trying to find Mina.
Mm-hmm. The narrator explains that vampires can move around in the daylight. They're just not full strength.
Yeah. Which is kind of cool. Like, I really like the variations of vampires in this one.
Yeah. So they're like full strength at night. During the day, they're still strong. Like,
yeah.
But just not like vampire strong.
Yes.
He meets Mina in the street. She's rude to him.
She's very rude to him.
Like
a lot of no thank
for,
you.
He has a strong accent and he asks for directions and she's like, go buy a map over there.
Like, bye.
She wants nothing to do with him. Well, then he acts kind of hurt and then that kind of turns it like,
of
I'm
course.
Sorry, I was rude.
Yeah.
Like, because she just like marches away and then he keeps trying to talk to her. So it's a little weird. A little weird.
Yeah.
He introduces himself as a prince, and then you kind of see her, like, attitude change. Which, I always judge shit like this, but if there's a guy, you know, if I'm walking down the street and this guy's like, can I have directions? And I give him directions, and then he's like, blah, 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 keeps talking. Because I would have just given him directions because I'm nice.
Yeah.
But then, if I was, he's like, hey, let's go out to dinner, I'd be like, you know, I'm married, whatever. Or like, sorry. I just lost where I was going with this. If they were like, oh, I'm Prince so-and-so from whatever country.
I'd be like, is Prince your first name?
Then, I mean, if it was legit.
I'd
be like, give me 1 second. Let me look up your face. And then I might be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, can my husband and friends come?
Can this be a group thing?
Can I have a selfie? Hey, look, I'm hanging out with Prince whoever. Yeah. Because I always judge, like, oh, her attitude changed as soon as she found out he was a prince.
But I feel like it would change.
It would.
It would.
Even if it was, like, a celebrity that I didn't know of.
Yes.
Like, oh, I'm on such and such show. I'd be like, oh, cool. Because it's, like, not, like, all of a sudden I'm interested in you for your money. It'd be more like, I'm interested in you as, like, maybe someone I wouldn't meet every day, not a run-of-the-mill person. Mm-hmm. Like, let's talk. Okay, so Lucy, after her night with the Wolfman vampire, definitely needs a doctor.
Has fallen ill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's past the insane asylum doctor point. Like, I can't remember his name. Is it Stewart? I can't remember his first name.
Oh, I can't either.
Yeah. But he decides to, like, treat her even though she turned him down.
Because Lucy's guys love her regardless.
Yeah, they don't care.
Because Quincy, too, is like, hey, like...
They're all Team Lucy.
Yeah, like, I'll get in on this adventure. This chick's hot. We'll all hang out. It's cool. Like, they don't care they got turned down.
No.
But I think maybe it's just, like, at that time, like, it's a different, like, dating scene. Like, it's not like her and the guy that she picked were, like, dating for a year and then he proposed to her or, you know, living together or something. It's like, these are my intentions.
Yeah.
I would like to marry you. And then they spend like 2 seconds alone and maybe like kiss. And then the next week they're married.
Yeah.
So these guys are like, yeah, she's hot and she's cool, but maybe we'll just, you know, I'll find someone else.
Yeah. And I think the guys were all friends too, or at least like.
I think they kind of, they travel in the same social circle.
Yes.
You know, the higher end rich, rich folks.
I don't know anything about that, but I hear either. It's
you need to
lovely.
Watch Bridgerton because that's I all it do. Is, baby. Sorry.
Fuck.
I'm going to sell you on this.
I'm already sold. I just have a lot of other things to
I know.
To watch and do. And
now it's like, now we have, not only do we not have time to record, we also don't have time to just watch the movies that we pick.
The next one should be quick, though, because...
So, yeah, her doctor can't treat her. He wants to, like, call in a specialist. So her fiancé says spare no expense, and they call Dr. Van Helsing.
Well, the doctor that was working on her was an understudy to Dr. Van Helsing.
Yeah.
And
so
they were still pretty close. That's why
Van
Helsing
comes.
He was
like, whoa, like, I can't handle this. Like, I need to call my, like, mentor.
Yes.
So then...
Something is afoot.
Yes. While all this is going on...
Oh, John.
John.
It's John. It's a doctor.
So there's a John and a Jonathan?
Yes.
Whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
The Prince, Dracula, and Mina go to a movie. Not like modern day movies. It's more
old-timey.
Like...
Old-timey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is when he, like, grabbed her and does the do not fear me.
Well, okay then.
Yeah, and then I've crossed oceans of time to find you. He almost bites her.
Mm-hmm.
And then wolves come strolling into the theater.
Yeah, because when Dracula came ashore...
There was that super bad storm.
Super bad storm where Lucy gets, like, mauled by a werewolf. And... All of the animals at the zoo freaked out, and there's a missing wolf.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the missing wolf just wanders into the theater, and everyone, like, books it out of there. And, of course, Dracula, to, like, be a badass, just, like, walks over and pets it.
Yeah.
And then he has, like, Mina come over and, like, pet him.
I mean, who wouldn't fall for that?
Yes. While all this is happening, too, the brides are keeping Jonathan weak and...
I put...
Several ways, I'm sure.
I put, if someone tamed a wolf in front of me, I might fall in love also.
Yeah.
If they were just like, oh yeah, let me tame this wild wolf.
The
cool.
wolf comes in and everyone's like terrified of it. And he just like kneels down and is like, come here, baby.
Who needs some snuggles?
Amazing.
Yeah.
So the brides are keeping Harker prisoner, I guess. Again, Dracula visits Lucy as something.
So they do a blood transfusion. Van Helsing comes to treat Lucy like immediately. Like he like leaves his class.
That's when Van Helsing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why did that seem weird? But it's how all my words blurred together.
Yeah.
So Dracula is visiting Lucy as Van Helsing shows up.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like screaming when he walks in, and they go running up there, and she's like rolling around because Dracula had like booked it out of there.
Yeah.
Just in the nick of time.
Mm-hmm.
They are talking about how she's anemic and has had like blood loss, but doesn't know where the blood is going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She gets an old timey blood transfusion.
I said, John, the doctor, is just like, something sucked the blood out and then just flew away. And Van Helsing was just like, yeah, why not? And that was his explanation.
Because they're like troubleshooting this like out in the garden. She gets a transfusion. They're all like wiped out because they've all donated blood to her.
Mm-hmm.
Which.
I know.
Okay.
That wouldn't have happened. But.
Yeah. So they all give her blood. They're all hanging out and they're like. Like trying to like figure out the problem. Like, okay, she's losing blood, but where? She has a wound on her neck, but there's no blood on her sheets. And then that's when he's like, oh, something just flew in here and took it.
And Van Helsing kind of knows what's going on.
100% but he knows. But he wants them to solve it on their mm-hmm. own so that he doesn't sound like a wackadoodle just walking in and like, yeah. While all this is going on, Mina is getting seduced by Dracula. She starts having like visions. Mm-hmm. She perfectly describes his home. She also, I think this is when she, they were drinking absinthe. So she's getting a little far out.
Mm-hmm.
But she like perfectly describes his home, recognizes his voice, talks about how he had lost his love.
Yes.
Like, he knew from like visions what happened. She knew from visions what happened. And good trick, she's crying and he like brushes her tears away and then hands her a handful of diamonds.
Which, sign me up. Can we do this?
Yeah, so he catches her tears and then magically they're diamonds.
Wow.
That is a good trick. Jonathan escapes. He finally,
and he,
like,
his shirt's like all torn up and he's like covered in blood.
Yes. He escapes by like climbing out a window and then he falls into the river. He finds nuns.
Mm-hmm.
They take him in and then he requests that they send a letter to Mina. Now Mina knows Jonathan is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
She knows that he's very ill.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to marry immediately. So she has to, like, rush there and get married.
Yeah.
Which...
Does he know that Dracula, like, went in pursuit of Mina?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got, like, the vibe of that. Because Dracula was moving to London. Dracula was also keeping him a prisoner. And he saw the picture of Mina. And
that's
was
true.
Like, whoa.
Yeah. Okay.
And it seems like as he's like wandering around the castle too, he'd see like portraits of her and like there's
for sure. Yeah, multiple, I totally forgot about that.
Multiple murals painted.
Oh.
Yeah.
Womp womp.
Which he also might think is weird too, because Dracula to him is a very old man. But he's looking at all these murals with essentially Mina and like a handsome Dracula.
Yes.
And then, yeah.
Yikes.
They just, every man in his family for centuries has had the same type.
And looked exactly the same.
Exactly the same. Mina gets the letter and needs to say goodbye to the prince. Yeah.
That's depressing.
Has kind of a weird exchange with Van Helsing when she goes to visit. She finds out he's alive.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to visit Lucy.
Yeah.
And he like grabs her and they're like dancing.
Like, yeah, I think he's trying to, like, figure out if she's banging Dracula or not.
You think so?
I think so. Van Helsing's not stupid. Like,
that's true.
Yeah.
She's banging Dracula.
She's.
It turns out that Lucy's dying. It's pretty much going to happen at this point.
Yeah.
Lucy gives Mina her, like, big giant ring, tells her it's her wedding gift, and to go to Jonathan and to not, like, worry.
Yeah.
Well, as she's like, don't worry, she has a fucking meltdown over some garlic that was on her nightstand.
Yeah.
Has a freak out. She tries to bite Quincy. And then that's when Mina decides to just send Dracula a letter where they're supposed to meet and, like, break up with him through letter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the text scene of 1897.
Yep, she has...
We done here.
Yep, sends him a letter, like, my fiancé's alive, I'm going to him.
Yeah.
Sorry. Now I want to know. So Dracula, as he's, like, crying, having a breakdown, and then that's when he's, like, wins to, like, make the storm.
Yeah.
Who lit all those candles? Did he tell his, like, workers, like, his employees, like, I need you to fill this entire room with candles and like... light them so that I can sit in the middle of them and have a good cry?
Oh, maybe that's actually what happened. Maybe Dracula needed some me time.
And then...
I feel like if he can put out candles, he can light them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
light, okay. Magic lighting candles. Mm-hmm. Still, though, he'd have to set them all up.
He'd have to set them all up.
I thought that was a little... Are they home?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm not now distracted by your two little kitty cats laying mm-hmm. in the thing together.
They're pretty great.
They're super cute. I don't know what's happening, so I'll just, like...
Oh, Mike is just coming home.
Oh.
Sup, Mike?
Weren't you picking up Sienna?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's at her mother's.
Oh, I'm like, where's the child?
Where's the teenager? I smell children.
Yeah, I just want to know, the candle thing was a little weird. But he has a meltdown.
Yes.
Van Helsing knows... It's him.
And
like, knows it's Dracula.
He has pursued Dracula his entire life. This is his end game.
Mm-hmm. At this point, I wrote Lucy is with Jonathan. That's not right. Mina's with Jonathan and they're getting married.
Looks like she's having second thoughts.
Yeah. Well, she's just got doubt. It's not like... Yeah, she's doubting, like, and I don't think it's like, I like the prince better. It's more like, if I could have feelings for him, maybe I'm not as devoted to Jonathan as I thought I was.
Yeah, and Jonathan's looking a little weird.
His hair is gray now.
His hair is gray now.
He looks about 20 years older.
Yes.
Yeah, so as John and Mina kiss at their wedding, a wolf attacks Lucy.
Oh.
Yeah, bites her in the neck.
Yeah.
Dead,
with maybe. Arthur just, like, drunk in the chair next to her.
Yeah, like...
like,
maybe cool. Passed out from, like, donating so much blood.
Maybe. Oh, I suppose if they've been doing transfusions and stuff and he's drinking.
Yeah.
We're thinking way too much into this.
We are. At... her little memorial service that they have, Van Helsing just, like, puts it right out there that he wants to cut off her head and stab her in the heart.
Yeah, so the three guys are, like, sitting around this beautiful glass, ornate coffin.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy is dressed very Victorian in a crazy gown and everything. And all these people are around. And Van Helsing's just like, well... I guess we need to cut off her head and stab a stake through her heart. And the guys are just like, what?
Like, yeah, she's going to come back as a vampire.
She's going to turn.
Dummies.
Mm-hmm.
Mina is still having feelings for the prince.
Yeah.
When they get back in town. Mm-hmm. She's keeping it together, but she's still kind of doing the, like, what if.
Yeah.
As they're pulling into town in their carriage... Jonathan sees him in the street, sees Dracula.
Sees a young Dracula.
And knows it's him and starts having, like, a freak out.
Yeah.
Like, it's him,
I imagine,
young.
He probably has a lot of post-traumatic stress from this whole
ordeal.
Definitely
needs therapy after mm-hmm. that. Well, he kind of puts it together, too. Van Helsing opens Lucy's tomb that night. The guys
and
all rally
and the guys, like... all think it's bullshit. They're just like, no, it's nothing. Yeah. Like,
well, she's not in there.
She's not.
So they're standing around
in
like,
there.
What the hell happened? One of them pulls a gun on Van Helsing. Like, where did you take
her? What
the
fuck did you do with her? Yeah.
She comes strolling in with like a little kid
with
in her arms.
A child.
To eat.
Yep.
Well, I mean, They end up, he does kind of like an exorcism on her. He like holds out the cross and is like yelling at her to get into the coffin. And then once she's in the coffin, first she vomits blood all over the place, which is pretty nasty.
Yeah.
They kill her.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan tells Van Helsing where Dracula is because he's put it together.
Yeah.
And he was the one. So when he was going to do like the lawyer work, Dracula had bought several houses in London, one primary, but then several other properties, which it doesn't get into in the movie, but he has multiple properties around town where he can store his dirt so that no matter where he is, he can just like duck out, or if people are after him, he'd have multiple places.
Okay.
He hadn't gotten that far yet though. All the dirt was just at that like abbey that he was living
in. Okay. Carfax.
What is it?
Carfax Abbey.
So they go after him. They take Mina to hide at the asylum in the doctor's quarters. So she's going to crash there for the night while they go hunt Dracula.
In an insane asylum, because underneath that...
They think that she'll be safe there because it is, like, locked up.
Yeah.
There are guards. You know, they're, like, imprisoning her for, like, her own safety.
Yeah.
However, she meets Renfield and they talk.
I know.
He tells her that his master is coming for her.
Yikes.
And for some reason, the doctor still leaves Mina in his quarters and it's just like, you can use, there's water here, there's this and that, blah, blah, blah. You're good for the night. So the guys go to the abbey, they smash all the boxes. Mina's looking out the window and sees a green fog coming from the abbey.
Mm-hmm.
Dracula comes in, kills Renfield, I'm assuming, which is sad because
Well, Renfield thought that Dracula was going to turn him into a vampire.
Yes.
And they were going to be vampires together. And I mean, as a lot of...
Well, that's like what we do in the shadows is like that too.
Yeah.
But a lot of vampire assistants think eventually, like they're the assistants so that...
Like in Twilight, the administration of the Volturi.
Yeah.
They're like, oh yes, I'm going to become a vampire one day. When you're not.
You're not. They've been telling people this shit for a long ass time. Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, I'll make you a vampire if you just like work for me for free.
You're welcome.
And they're like, I'm like 57. Like, I need to be a vampire like now or never.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he thought he was going to be a vampire. No. Dracula kills him. Then the green fog goes to where Mina is and gets in bed with her.
Hoof-da.
Mm-hmm. It's the prince. She tells him flat out she wants to be with him.
Yeah.
He confesses, essentially, that he's a monster.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't care. She's like, nope. She has, like, a freak out a little bit because she finds out that he kills, or, you know.
That he killed Lucy.
That he killed Lucy. And is still like, no, I love you still.
Yeah.
It's kind of grossly romantic.
It's grossly romantic because it's so not real. This shit does not happen in real life. And if it does, you guys are high. Like, oh my God, you killed my best friend. Well, I don't care. I still love you so much.
It's because she was like just captivated with him. Just like,
yeah. Okay.
Like, she was under his spell.
That's true. Yeah.
And maybe she was his reincarnated wife.
I do believe that.
You do?
I do.
Yeah. It wasn't just the absent.
I don't think so.
Giving her visions of his home.
Well, how would she have gotten visions of his home if she didn't know?
I don't know. I don't know these things. But yeah, it's like romantic. He bit her neck. Question, did he have to bite her that hard? It sounded like he was biting into like a crunchy apple. He like bit into celery. Like, oh my God.
I always wonder that too, because in True Blood, they don't necessarily bite people on the neck to turn them.
No.
Or to drink their blood. Yeah. It's like on the wrist or like the inner thigh or something.
Yeah.
So I'm like.
And it gives a total different like reaction than like
this. Yes.
They, in True Blood, you enjoy getting bit. If they do it nicely.
If they do it nicely.
Yes. If they do it nicely, Bill. You love it. Yeah. And then you become a vampire groupie.
Yeah. A fang banger, if you will.
A fang banger. Yes. That's the name I was looking for. But then he cuts his chest and then she like drinks the blood off of his chest.
He tells her like, I don't want you to become a monster like me.
She starts to, and then he like pushes her away. Yeah. Like, I don't want this. And then she's like, nope, I'm a vampire now.
I'm a vampire
Get
now.
Get over here. Yeah. So she ends up.
Do you remember that song from Juno? I'm a vampire. I'm a vampire.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's really random.
But just reminded me.
Yeah, he loves her too much to turn her. However, doesn't turn, but like drinks his blood, and that's when everyone busts them. Everyone like rushes in, and
poor Jonathan at this point.
You know, not poor Jonathan because he was seduced.
That's true.
For like a month
by three vampires.
And, like...
And he didn't, like, go into detail either with Mina about what happened. He was just like, I didn't do anything.
No, because Van Helsing asks him when they're sitting down to dinner. He's like, while you were being abused by these three beautiful women, did you ever drink their blood? And he said no.
I don't believe that.
No, because he'd be a vampire then, too.
Oh, yeah. I suppose.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay. They were just using him. They didn't want to turn him. Because if they turn him, then who are they going to eat?
That's true.
We're thinking way too much into this.
Hey, that's okay.
Everyone busts them. Dracula. Well, first you see Mina like air kissing because Dracula's like not there anymore. He went into like full on like.
Full bat mode.
Full bat.
Yeah.
Like weird humanoid. Like you see in a lot of vampire films. To get away. He escapes.
And, like, Van Helsing puts a cross to him. And Dracula's just like, do you think that that's, like, going to work on me? I'm, like, centuries old or whatever. Like,
but he still gets away. He escapes. Yeah. Van Helsing hypnotizes Mina to find out where Dracula's going. And he's going home.
Mm-hmm.
Mina's not doing well. She's on the train. So the guys are taking Mina. They're chasing after Dracula. Dracula's on a ship to get home while they're taking a train. They're trying to, like, cut him off at different ports. Finally, it gets down to, like...
How long do you think this took?
I don't know. Like, a week?
Okay.
Because, like, what's her name was sick for, like, a while before she died. She didn't just, like, turn instantly.
That's true. Okay.
Lucy, yeah. They find out that there's, like, a connection between Mina and Dracula at this point. So they try to, like, fool him. So they separate. So she goes off with Van Helsing one way. The guys go off in a different direction to try to keep it a secret from her. Well, the brides go after... Oh, first Mina tries to seduce Van Helsing.
Which Van Helsing isn't having any of it.
He, like...
He is... But I think he's just, like, playing her to get
close to her. Yeah. So he's like, okay, what? And then he's like, no. We're not doing this.
Yeah, they're Van Helsing and Mina are at Dracula's castle, like, kind of in the courtyard area, like, making a fire.
They're, like, camped outside. Yeah. They're not in the actual castle. Right. And then the brides show up. And then Van Helsing is trying to keep the brides away from taking... Mina.
And do you think they all like would have been really good friends or
no?
Were they jealous of Mina?
They would have been jealous of Mina because Mina would have been top bitch.
That's true. Yeah.
Like
there's a hierarchy of brides.
There is. She would have been number one. I think Dracula kind of treated his brides not like actual brides, but like pets.
Yes.
And you see that when he came in and, like, scolded them for taking Jonathan.
Do you think Dracula would have killed them?
If they fucked with Mina at all, for sure.
Okay.
But I think they were more like minions, not like...
Not like partners,
them or cared for them at all. Maybe at one point.
Yeah.
But like when he goes in, they like all like scuttle down to his feet and are like on their knees. Like, yeah.
Okay.
They don't walk up to him like, hey, husband.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
So they kill the horse, which I thought was sad, but you don't see it, but like in shadows.
Mm-hmm. That is sad.
So then Van Helsing kills them in the daylight then. So the next day he goes in and kills them all.
Yes.
Well, the three of them.
And then throws their heads off the bridge.
Which is pretty crazy.
It's great.
Dracula, however, made it onto land.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a coach. The coach is like headed towards his home. He's being pursued very closely by the three guys and like their group of people.
Yeah.
They're essentially racing the sunset because as soon as the sun sets, Dracula gets all his power.
Yeah.
Well, Mina, because she's in love with him.
Is helping.
She starts like chanting and it makes it cloudy and it makes it look like it's getting dark quicker. Like all of a sudden time has sped up.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Have a boring life with Jonathan or be able to command the winds with Dracula? I don't know. I suppose.
Live with the Goblin King in the Goblin Castle. Or, you know, go to community college and maybe meet someone someday, but probably just be bored.
Yeah. I know. Okay. I was just wondering.
You know how I am, though. A lot of times I like the villain more than I like the hero. Mm-hmm. That's just how I am. It's probably why I like horror movies so much.
Yes.
Well, anyways, she's like, wants him to get home. She's all happy, can't wait to see him. She's chanting. It starts getting dark. Well, then right as they catch up, right when they think they're going to get him, he like busts out of the wooden box he's in.
Yeah.
However, lots of shit's going on in the meantime. Quincy gets stabbed.
This is the longest sunset I've ever witnessed in my entire existence.
Yes. Because there's vampires, people that are fighting, the group of people that are trying to save Lucy and get Mina and get Dracula. Mm-hmm. So there's like a ton of shit going on. Quincy gets stabbed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I liked him.
Mm-hmm.
Well then when Dracula bursts out of the box, one of them slits his throat.
Yeah.
Not like decapitate.
No.
Slits his throat and then one of the other guys stabs him in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like over for him.
Yeah.
Well then, like kind of nicely, they just let Mina take Dracula into the castle.
Well, Jonathan, like they're kind of in pursuit of him like up the stairs and Jonathan's just like, no, like we've done all we can right now. You know, let them have their time or whatever it is. Yeah,
Jonathan just says let them go.
Yeah. So, like, little Winona Ryder has this huge shotgun and she's, like, guarding Dracula as she's walking up the steps.
Yeah. And they don't fight it. They're like, okay.
Yeah.
But I think that maybe Jonathan was just hoping that that would be, like, he loves her.
Yes.
But she's now turning into a vampire, so he's kind of just like letting her deal with it. Because I think at some point she was like, would you do this to me?
Yes.
And cut off my head and stab me in the heart.
Yeah.
And then that's when it's kind of like, well, shit.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
They get in. She takes Dracula into a room.
Into the room where he renounced God in the beginning.
Yeah, so there's the cross that mm-hmm. has the big crack down it from where he stabbed it. And it's kind of like her love saved him.
Yeah.
because she's crazy in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all the reincarnation shit. And he knows, like, he loved her too. So it's kind of like the cross, like, heals up.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh, you know, I'm dying. I'm not going anywhere. I'm damned to hell, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, no, you're not. I love you. Well, yeah. Then.
He tells her to kind of, like, finish it or whatever.
Yes.
And then she stabs the knife, like, all the way through.
Yes. But, like, and then there's this, like, light over him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, he's not damned. And then on the ceiling, there's a mural of him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And the mural goes from, like, dark to really bright. Like, it lights up. Like, they're actually together.
And that's the end of the movie.
That's what I like to think. I like to think that they're actually together. I like to think that
they're actually together, too.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, though, how do you feel about this vampire transition as opposed to other vampire films? Like, where you have, like, where you're bit and then you get really sick, but you have to drink the blood of the other vampire.
This is kind of normal.
Okay.
Because even in True Blood, you have to, like...
It's, like, three times or something, isn't it?
Well, Suki, I think, drinks more blood than she probably should. But she's also...
She's Faye.
Yeah.
So...
Because she... That's how she had such... I don't know. I can't remember the show that well. But that's why she had such a strong connection with Eric, is because a few times she was injured really badly... And he made her drink his blood to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And
didn't he do that on purpose,
on
though?
On purpose. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. And that's when she, I think she was dating Bill.
Mm-hmm.
So now, all of a sudden, here's this chick that can read minds that is attached now to Eric.
He's so clever.
Power struggle.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is, that's like normal.
They have to exchange blood.
Okay.
That's how I always thought it was, like, growing up. Like, you have to drink their blood. Because they'll drink your blood all day long and whatever, no big deal. But if you drink their blood...
Okay.
That's how you turn.
Okay. I always thought you just had to be bit once.
I mean, that's also a thing, too.
Okay.
Actually, that's more like werewolf. Like, a werewolf... If you just get bit by a werewolf, you're a werewolf then.
Okay.
Vampires, there's, like, more work to it.
Damn. Wouldn't it be wild if, like, they were actually a thing? It's, like, cruising around, living their lives.
We've had this conversation a lot. I'm past the point where I would want to be a vampire, and I also like food a lot.
Yeah.
I like eating food.
I think that that's a thing that's brought up in, like, some vampire films and, like, TV shows and stuff, is that they just, like, miss the taste of steak.
I've read a couple different vampire series, and some of them are funny, and some of them mention that.
Yeah.
Like, one girl gets, like, super pissed when her roommates are drinking coffee around her or, like, eating around her, because, like, her human roommates, because she's like, fuck you guys.
I hate you.
You suck.
Because I really like coffee.
Yeah.
I really like a cup of coffee.
But you wouldn't... Do you like the coffee for the taste, or do you like it for, like, the pick-me-up?
Both.
Well, you wouldn't need a pick-me-up because you'd be a vampire.
I would always be picked up.
Exactly. So then what?
Yeah. I don't know. Would you recommend this?
Yes, I love this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have to say that. All right, gore. How much gore do you think there is?
Four. Three.
What?
Three.
I'd say one.
Really? They get their necks slit.
One person you actually see get their head cut off, and it's really cartoony.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. I just watched this yesterday, too.
And creepy level one.
Okay, yeah.
To me, it's more of a love story with some grossness in it.
Yeah, it is a love story. Oceans of time.
Okay. It's not gory.
No.
Like, the Lucy, that's, like, the one gross part.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And, like, you don't even see, like, teeth going in or anything, like, in other ones.
I think we did this one because it's, like, a good spooky season one.
It is. We did this because it's October. getting close to Halloween and just thought it would be like.
Yeah. We have a really good one planned for Halloween.
I know. I'm excited.
Me too.
We just have to figure out when the fuck we're going to record it because.
I think. Well, we'll talk after. Yeah. Anyway, we both definitely recommend this. If you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, please follow us on Instagram at @YourMovieReview, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, @YourMovieReview. And then if iTunes and Spotify aren't your thing, we are every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on mtrsradio.com.
All right.
That's it.
I hope everyone has a good night and a good week.
Bye.
Bye.